Well, hello, my friends, and welcome to episode number 65 of the JB Sism Show. Today, we're going to be talking about how to increase your focus by 195%. That's right. I said 195%. So if you do everything I tell you, you're going to increase your focus by that much. Oh, this is going to be a fun episode.
Do you have a message to share and wonder, how do I get heard? Broadcasting from the land of 10,000 lakes, welcome to the JB Sism Show. This show will motivate you with clarity and help you find your voice so you can take your message to the next level. Now here's your host, Jason Sism.
And my friends, taking everything to the next level is what I aim to do each and every week here at jbsism.com. Well, my friends, welcome to today's episode. Got a great show in store for you. And the reason I say that is because I'm continuing in a theme. That's right. Last week, I talked about how getting away and going on vacation is going to recharge your batteries. It is the one thing that we can do to make sure we come back to our daily grind of busyness at the office, feeling like we can conquer the world. And that's simply if we take the time to go on vacation. Well, in today's episode, I want to talk about the opposite of that. I want to talk about focusing on the wrong things and how it can drain and will drain your productivity levels. And so how we think, what we read, and what we watch can keep us from success. So I'm excited. This is going to be a great episode. All of this and more is coming up next, right here on the JB Sism Show. So, a couple of weeks ago, I was telling you about a book that I'm writing. This is actually the second novel that hopefully in time will be released. Probably sometime next fall is my guess. So you probably have a little bit over a year to go before I release my next novel. But that being said, I was telling you how this book was causing me issues, causing me problems. I was busy writing away, and it dawns on me that I was writing the wrong book, focusing on the wrong part of the story. And I thought everything was going well. I was trying to do something new, trying to do something different. And I was trying to make sure that the story was flowing. Well, it turns out that my idea sucked, and nobody writes the way that I was thinking of writing. My initial thought was, well, nobody writes this way, so it's unique and it's different. There's a reason that nobody just writes in the here and now and then writes in 15 years in the past. So like one chapter is today, the next chapter is 15 years ago, the next chapter is today, and the fourth chapter is 15 years ago. Well, there's a reason nobody writes that way, because nobody likes to read a book that way, and it's going to be very, very difficult to have a cohesive thought, a cohesive story moving forward. After reading some different blog posts and some different articles that I had come across, I realized that I needed to change my approach, and I needed to take everything that I was writing and I needed to strip away the today part of the story and focus on the story 15 years in the past. So that's what I did, and I now have a much more authentic story, a much more cohesive story for me to focus on. I am telling you, that was just grueling to try to sort all of that out. Where I'm going with the story, and this is what I'm going to be talking about in just a little bit here, I was going on this tangent, but I was focusing on the wrong tangent. I was focusing on the wrong aspect of story. I was focusing on the wrong character development. And I needed to focus on a different area. And I think so many times in our lives, that's what happens. We focus on the wrong things. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. And if this is the first time you are listening to this show, one, I welcome you to the JB Sism Show, because this show is dedicated to help you find your voice so you can succeed in your family, your ministry, and your life. I do everything I can to equip you with the tools that you need so you can go further in your life, so that you can transform lives with the message that God has given you. And that, my friends, is what this show is all about. So if you want to have focus in your life, there are things that we have to do, and I'm going to focus on three things that we need to do. I'm going to focus on these because I believe this is what is the most important aspect of staying focused. Speaking of focus, if you are like most of my readers, you want to stay motivated, you want to stay focused and succeed, but you're missing that one element that's going to help you take your productivity to the next level. Well, this is why I wrote my ebook, Inside My Tackle Box, 23 Apps to Make Your Life and Business Soar. This has a great selection of tools that I use to not only record this podcast, but also to write my blog. Tools that I use to make everything I do seem simple and easy. And I'm telling you, it is not simple. It is not easy. And this ebook is going to help you do that. If you want a copy of it, head over to my website, jasonsism.com/subscribe. So jasonsism.com/subscribe, and you can have a copy of this ebook. It will be in your email inbox in just a matter of minutes. It's a really great ebook. I encourage you to grab it. There are several people who already have, and they are already putting the contents of this book to good use. So the goal here is to stay focused. The goal is to know what our end game is, and the goal is to live a life of purpose. Last week, when I was talking about getting away on vacation to recharge your batteries, I was saying that getting away in kind of a tranquil environment and getting away in this mindset that you can, in a sense, clear your mind, clear your thoughts, and just relax, your batteries are going to get charged. But what happens when we begin focusing on the wrong thing? Well, what happens is our minds begin to degrade. Maybe that's why I'm having such a hard time recording this podcast episode. I've been busy listening and watching the Olympics, just watched the girls' gymnastics, the final five win the gold. So that was a lot of fun to watch. And all of a sudden I looked at the clock and it's 10 to 11. So 10 to 11, it is now about 11:15 in the evening on Tuesday, the day before I am releasing this episode. So in just a matter of maybe 6 hours or so, less than 6 hours, this episode is going live. The goal is to stay focused. And what better way to stay focused than to keep your mind fresh? What I mean by this is you want to keep reading. You want to keep listening to podcasts like this. You want to listen to audiobooks. All of these things help keep your mind fresh, keep your mind sharp. I've had people ask me, Jason, how do you find so many good things for your blog? How do you keep up with that pace of writing? And I said, I'm always keeping my eyes open. I'm always keeping my eyes focused forward so that I know what it is I want to do next. So in a sense, I'm always asking myself the question, can I use this as an example, or can I use this as something to encourage my listeners, something to encourage my readers? And a lot of times it's a no, but there are those few little nuggets that jump out at me. And that's why I was thinking about this book that I'm writing, because that's the most current thing in my life right now, that I was focusing on the wrong thing, and I had to kind of strip away the fluff. I had to strip away the stuff that doesn't make sense in order to focus on the right thing, focus on what is truly most important. And the way to do that is to keep your mind fresh. Now, this means, yes, the self-education, the self-learning, the reading of the books, the listening of the podcasts. And I know I'm repeating myself here, but it also means taking a step back and reflecting and thinking and processing. Because if you're always taking stuff in and you don't take the time to process it, you're still going to be focusing on the wrong thing. You're going to be focusing on taking information in without having the time to just sit and process that information so that you can better assess and use that information for your blog, for your podcast, for your next book. Keep your mind fresh. So take the information in, but then you want to process it, digest it, maybe write down, jot down in your journal if you have one. I use Evernote. Evernote is a great app that I use every day to write down some of my thoughts. So use Evernote to your advantage. Write these things down, because what happens is when you write these things down, you write down your thought process, you are keeping your mind focused on the right things. Keeping your mind fresh keeps you focused. And that's what we want to do. Secondly, is you want to know your end game. Know your end game. Why? Because knowing your end game keeps you moving forward. Now, what do I mean by knowing your end game? I think about my book again, and I think this is a great example. The end game is to have a finished book, have a finished novel. I want to know where I'm going. I want to know how the story is going to progress, but ultimately I want to know how the story is going to end. So if I don't have, going into the project, an end game in mind, I'm going to halt and I'm going to stop and I'm going to get stuck. And it's so easy to get stuck in the miry clay. It's so easy to get stuck and not move forward in life. And I think so many people, they don't know how they want their lives to end. They don't know how they want their businesses to succeed. They don't know how they want their projects to come to fruition. And so what happens is they don't know their end game. They don't know why they're doing what they're doing. They don't have the why figured out. And I think that's one of the most important pieces that we need as individuals, as entrepreneurs, as writers, as leaders, as pastors. We need the why figured out. Why am I doing what I'm doing? That why is your end game. And knowing your why keeps you moving forward. So I think about my blog. My blog is to help worn out, overwhelmed writers and leaders stay motivated with clear thinking. Why? So they are equipped with clarity and the tools that they need so they can find their voice and succeed in their family, their ministry, and their life. You see, that's my end game. And if I don't have that piece figured out, everything that I do with this podcast, everything I do with this blog is going to fall flat. And so I want to help people stay motivated with clear thinking. How do I do that? I do that through encouragement. I do that through my writing. I do that through the spoken word, through my podcast. I do that by encouraging people to find their voice. Why? Because I believe God has placed something in everybody. And everybody has a voice. And if everybody can use their voice to get their message out into the world is going to be a better place. So knowing your end game, knowing where you are headed, is going to help you in the long run. It's going to help you succeed in your family. It's going to help you succeed in your ministry, your life, your business. Whatever it is that you're doing, so find your why and write it down. So if you write down your why am I doing what I'm doing? For me, my why is helping overwhelmed leaders and writers stay motivated with clear thinking so they can find their voice and succeed in their family, their ministry, and their life. That's what I do. My friends, you're listening to the JB Sism Show. I will be right back. Number three, to live a life of purpose, you have to know what your purpose in life is. I'm going to say that again. To live a life of purpose, you have to know what your purpose in life is. You know, face it, so many of us don't know where we're headed in life. They don't have, like I was saying before, they don't have that end game. If you want to know where you're headed, think of a map. You know, think of Google Maps. You open up your Google Maps on your Android phone, and if you put in the destination and you put in your starting point and you hit the directions button, it's going to give you a turn-by-turn directions of how to get where your end destination is. Your purpose is the end destination. This is where you want to end up in life. This is where you want to end up in your journey. But you have to know where you're going to start. You have to know how you're going to start. You have to know where you're going once you start. In a sense, it's putting a plan in place. It doesn't mean you're being ignorant of the plan, because ignorance is not bliss. Ignorance is going to get you into trouble. Ignorance is going to keep you from succeeding in life. So you don't want to be ignorant. But what you do want, and here's the deal, what you do want is to know the route you're going to take to get where you want to go. Now, I had mentioned a couple episodes ago, and I mentioned it last week as well, that I have put together, or I'm working on putting together, my life plan. Now, my life plan is a 10,000 foot view of my entire life. This is not necessarily where I want to be in 5 years, where I want to be in 10 years, because I personally don't believe in setting some of those hard goals. Now, in some things I do, but when it comes to a life plan, I don't think it's necessary. But here's the deal. I put this life plan together because I want to know where I want to end up. I want to know how my life is going to be by the time I get there. And so what it does is it allows me to dream and focus. So you put together your purpose, you put together your envisioned future, you put together your current reality, and you put together your steps that you need to take, your steps you need to take so that you can have a much more succinct path to follow. So in other words, a long-term list of goals. And then what you do is every year you take these goals and you make yearly goals for each of them. So you move the needle, and I know I'm saying a very cliched thing. You move the needle just one little tick every year. This is why I don't say you want to do a five-year plan, because you really don't know if you're going to be at where you are in 5 years. What I am saying is you put together a life plan and you say, I want to help myself in this area. So I want to say, this is my purpose. This is why I am putting my attention on. So I'm going to give you an example. This is why I'm putting my attention and my focus on God. And then, so I write out a purpose statement about my action plan of where I want my relationship with God to be. This is why I'm pursuing God. And then I write out my envisioned future. This is where I ultimately want to end up. Maybe it's at the end of my life. Maybe it's in the near future. Maybe it's 10 years down the road. Who knows? But I write out an envisioned future. And then I write out my current reality. This is where I'm at in my relationship with God. And you can create a simple bullet list. And then I list out my specific commitments or my long-term goals. These are the things, this is the steps I need to take in order to reach my ultimate envisioned future. I need to take these steps to accomplish this future. And as long as my steps, my long-term goals line up with my future, and my future lines up with the purpose of why I'm doing what I'm doing, I am, in a sense, finding my purpose. So in order to live a life of purpose, you have to know what your purpose in life is. I'm going to be, in the next few episodes, taking this idea, taking this topic to a whole different level. And I don't know how many episodes it's going to take, but I do know this, that if we don't know where we're going, we don't know what it is that we need to be focusing on in life, we will never accomplish what God has placed in our heart. We will never find our voice. We will never succeed in our families, in our ministries, in our lives. And if you want to succeed in every single area of your life, this, my friends, is the way to do it. Don't focus on the television. Don't focus on the garbage. Don't focus on movies. I'm not saying that these are bad things. What I am saying is, if you focus on the wrong thing, it's going to hinder everything that you're doing. So if you want to increase your focus by 195%, and I know that sounds so funny, and yes, 195% is kind of a number I pulled out of the sky, but if you really want to take your life, your ministry, your business to the next level, you have to focus on the things that matter most. So for me, focusing on my family, focusing on my relationship with my wife, focusing on my relationship with my daughter. So that means with family time, I put the phone down. And I know I've been really bad at that, and it's something that I'm working on. So I want to make sure that I'm giving my attention to my family. I'm not giving my attention to my email or to Facebook. So focus on the things that matter most. I focus my mornings on my relationship with God. I'm working on reading through the Bible. And I'm only in Genesis. I'm not moving very fast, but that's okay. I'm focusing on reading the Bible. Why? Because I want to get the Word of God deep into my spirit. Focus on the right things, and you're going to focus on the things above, and you're going to focus on the things in the here and now, and you're going to focus on the things in the future. You're not going to be focusing on the past. You're not going to be focusing on your failures. Why? Because it's not worth focusing on your failures. It's not worth focusing on your past, because those things can't hurt you. Those things can't do anything for you. You have to be moving forward. You have to be keeping your eyes on the prize. The Apostle Paul says this in Philippians. He says, "Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I don't count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting the things which are behind," which is what I was saying, "reaching forward to the things which are ahead." So focusing on the things that are in the future, focusing on the things that are important. "I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let us, as many as are mature, have this mind. And if anything you think otherwise, God will reveal this even to you. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us be of the same mind." In other words, the Apostle Paul is telling us, don't focus on the past. Don't focus on the things that are going to tear you down. Don't focus on the wrong things. Focus on the things that are ahead. Reach forward. You know, this is awesome imagery. We're in the middle of the Olympics right now. It's that swimmer reaching for the gold. It's that runner reaching for the finish line so he can secure his gold medal. It's the gymnast who does the perfect floor exercise to get the gold. You see, focusing on the things that are ahead, not the things that are behind. And Paul says, I press forward for the goal of the prize, of the upward call of God. These are the things that we need to be thinking on and thinking of. These are the things that are going to keep us moving forward. These are the things that are going to keep us from slowing down and finding success. That's the goal. Well, my friends, next week, I want to talk about you something a little bit more morbid. I want to talk to you about writing down your eulogy and your epitaph. So these two things will help you focus your energy on where you want your life to be when you die. And the question we're going to answer next week is, what kind of a legacy do you want to leave for others to follow? That, my friends, is coming up next week here on the J.B. Sism Show. Well, thank you for listening to this show. You can find the full show notes over at jbsism.com/065. If you could do me a favor, head over to iTunes, rate this show, and leave us a review. That way we can help more people succeed in their family, their ministries, and their life. Well, my friend, God bless. We'll see you right here next week.
Thanks for listening. This has been the J.B. Sism Show. You can find the archives of the show at jbsism.com or on iTunes. Don't forget to visit jbsism.com to download a special ebook when you sign up for the free newsletter. You'll get new episodes, updates, and so much more. This podcast is copyright Jason Sism and Sism Enterprise, all rights reserved. Until next week, stay motivated with clarity, take your message to the next level, and find success in your family, ministry, and life.